at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in Tacoma, Washington. And I'm here with Rich Moore from CU Service Network. How are you, Rich?
Great, how are you?
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you as well. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Appreciate it. Yeah. So let's give CU Service Network a quick plug. What do you guys do for credit?
Awesome.
How do you help them out?
Well, we've been around for a while. We've been around since the early 90s. And our focus is collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
When we got started helping credit unions with shared branching.
Mm-hmm.
What other product
out there is
like shared branching. There's no other industry that could do anything like that.
Right.
And so we've been innovative from the very beginning. And so our thought process was, you know what, all this technology, all this stuff that's going on, people aren't going into branches quite as often as they used to. And so we took a look at ourselves and took a look internally, and our board said, what else could we bring? What other kind of services could we offer?
Mm-hmm.
So we started to think about collaboration. What kind of things could we do from a collaborative standpoint that could help credit unions? And one of those was accounting. Credit unions need to do accounting, right? So we can help with that standpoint and help credit unions kind of do that from a back office solution so they can focus on their members and be forward thinking.
Right.
We also offer HR services, so benefits, some things like that, so credit unions can be more competitive, offer better benefits, get rid of that compliance burden that comes with HR, and take some of those things off the CEO's desk and the HR person's desk.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do compliance. There's an ever-changing landscape out there of compliance.
And a time-consuming one as well.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. So we kind of take that off the plate as well, both policy reviews, marketing reviews, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also do IT. We partner with a company that provides back office IT support, cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're looking into data analytics. So,
oh, my gosh.
So a lot of stuff going on.
What don't you guys do? I think that's the more appropriate question.
we've actually gotten rid of a few products and services because it didn't make sense anymore.
Kind of narrow your focus a little bit?
Yeah,
okay,
little bit.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about back office collaboration. I mean, how to help credit unions increase efficiency and reduce their expenses. So obviously, this is a kind of a no-brainer here. When you can collaborate in this sense.
Right.
So how do credit unions, how does this work actually? I think that's a more appropriate question.
Well, that's the key thing. It's customizable because it works differently for every single credit union.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a one size fits all. Credit unions need different solutions, and that's, I think, kind of the key. If we offered, hey, this is what we do from an accounting standpoint, it would be really difficult for that to work because every credit union is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Some credit unions, say for example, their CFO leaves unexpectedly and they've got a big void to fill very quickly.
So maybe you guys come in?
We can come in and help.
Right on.
Maybe they're in the middle of the panhandle in Nebraska and there aren't a lot of accounting talent there. So we can come in and help in that regard. Other credit unions are more strategic about it. They start to think about how could we, our focus is our members. We've got to do daily processing. We've got to do account balancing. We've got to do the 5300. But we don't necessarily have the resources to do all of that and serve our members the way we want to.
Mm-hmm.
If we can outsource that, then we can kind of fill that gap. So it's really up to the credit union, and they decide the way that we go.
Okay.
And we're able to kind of fill that gap for whatever they need.
Yeah, who's your target audience? Is it like smaller credit unions or the larger ones or both?
Our target is
having this need, you know?
Absolutely. Our target is really kind of the 50 to 250 million.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we can't help smaller credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small credit union in particular in the middle of the desert of Arizona that they don't have a CFO. And so we're doing all their CFO work.
Are you? Okay.
And we're helping with all their accounting and that type of
thing.
So it kind of depends, again, on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are credit unions of over 300 million that we work with as well because they just don't want to do that. Here, you take it.
we'll take it off our plate. Right. Mm-hmm. Good for you guys. Yeah, because the smaller ones, I mean, it's no secret that a lot of them are resource challenged. A lot of people there are wearing 10, 12 different hats. And so, gosh, if they could have bring in somebody like you to
Absolutely.
Help out, you know, that's, man, then they can really focus on helping their members and grow. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Exactly.
Very nice. So what else do we need to know about the whole back office collaboration? Obviously, it's not the glamorous type of job, but it's something that's necessary, that's necessary for credit unions.
It is, so, and that's what we're finding as well. data analytics is the next thing we're looking into, mm-hmm. because the big credit unions are hiring data scientists to analyze the data, because there's a lot of services out there that go and say, this is what your data says. Mm-hmm. What they need is someone to say, this is how you utilize it.
Ah,
this is how you
yeah.
go find that member that's next gone step. To Home Depot mm-hmm. four times in the last three weeks. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're doing a home, they could use a home improvement loan.
Yeah.
And those are the type of people you want to go find. Mm-hmm. And the data will help guide you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find that. The data is, there's so much of it, you need a data scientist or someone to analyze it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we're looking to provide
okay.
to fill that gap. So the big guys, the billion-dollar credit unions, they typically have someone on that, like of that nature on staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other guys, the $100 million credit unions, the $250 million mm-hmm. credit unions, they don't. And they need to stay competitive.
Yeah,
and so that's
just
kind of what we're looking at.
Yeah, they're just cracking the surface of their data.
And it's know? Collaboration, right?
Yeah.
So credit unions would share that resource, share that data scientist or whatever that resource would be, and that way it's more affordable because those roles are pretty
mm-hmm.
pricey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we're thinking of many, many ways to keep the smaller credit unions from disappearing too. So I think you guys would be a great help in that area as
yeah.
well. So, I mean,
yeah.
you know, whether they're merged out or they just don't work, you
mm-hmm.
know? So, but having somebody like you come in and helping them out in some form or fashion and the myriad of ways that you guys can help would
yeah.
be huge for them, I would think.
We do. Yeah, we've helped a lot of credit unions in that regard. Examiners actually even point towards us to
say, do they?
You know what, you could save some expense on this
mm-hmm.
if you went with CU Service
mm-hmm.
Network
mm-hmm.
to help in this regard. So it's proven to be, it makes me feel good in that state, because that's how I started. My first credit unit was $25 million in assets,
mm-hmm.
and now they're $250 million in assets.
Yeah.
So it's good to help the little guy,
because yeah.
they can get there.
Well, and there's some probably a lot of members out there that enjoy that small, intimate
mm.
feeling of a smaller credit union, because
oh, yeah.
they know everybody, they know,
yeah.
I mean, it's vice versa. You know the staff knows you type of thing,
yeah.
and there's probably a lot of people out there that like that type of thing, you know?
Well, I have a great job because I get to go visit credit unions and I get to go into the lobbies and I get to stand there and wait and kind of interact and listen to
mm-hmm.
The transactions that are going on. And those are the lobbies that are the fullest. The smaller credit unions, the firefighters, the police officers,
mm-hmm.
they're
mm-hmm.
in there, they're having conversations,
yeah.
they're standing around, they've got coffee makers and they've got popcorn machines, and the members are standing around really enjoying each other. So you're absolutely right.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, there's definitely still a need.
Indeed. All right, last question for you.
Yeah.
How do you see 2018 wrapping up and going into 2019 as far as what you guys do for credit unions out there?
2018, we're going to continue to research and try and figure out what this data analytics thing really is.
Mm-hmm.
Again, trying to wrap our hands around it and figure out what we can bring to the table
mm-hmm.
and how we can fill a niche, because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of people thinking about the same thing.
Yeah.
2019 is more of the same. Talking to more people, reaching out. We used to have kind of a small region that we served because we did shared branching and we're limited to that region,
mm-hmm.
but now we're nationwide. We're talking to credit unions from California to New York. So
good for you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
well
fun.
Done.
Keeps you busy.
Indeed. Is there anything else to add to wrap
quick thing,
up here?
Real quick thing,
yeah, sure, sure.
This. We've got a lot of resources that we've created. We've got a lot of experts on our team that have created some series of articles and white papers and case studies.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just invite people to go to our website, which
okay.
is www.cousin.com. Do people say www.more anymore? Cousin.com.
You're the
first.
No, they still do.
CUSN.com. Check out our free resources. We've got
okay.
a university full of information, webinars we've recorded, e-series full of information on compliance and cybersecurity and accounting. So things that you need,
mm-hmm.
things you can benefit from, take advantage of the free resource. Now we're just kind of throw that out there
yeah.
as a final freebie.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like the Library of Congress for financial services. You guys got it all.
Yeah. I like that. I might use that.
All right. Tagline. All right. Rich,
Great.
Thanks again.
Appreciate-